Mendenhall Glacier is melting in ways that affect the size of glacial outburst floods in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. In a crowded lecture hall on Friday, researchers presented new preliminary data on how the ice contributed to this summer's record-breaking flood and shared their ideas about how that could change in the future. Juneau's glacial outburst flood in August broke more than one record. Aaron Hood is an environmental scientist at the University of Alaska Southeast. He says the Mendenhall River rose quicker than ever this year.
It was a fast release, the fastest release we've seen in terms of just the rate at which the amount of water in the river was increasing hour over hour.
And there was more water than in years past, both from heavy rain in the days leading up to the flood and because the capacity of Suicide Basin, the source of Juneau's outburst flood, has grown. The basin is an immense pool that formed when Suicide Glacier receded. Steep rock faces make up all but one of its walls. That last wall is an ever-changing ice dam formed by Mendenhall Glacier. The outburst flood happens when rain and meltwater rise to the top of the ice dam, and the water pressure builds up enough to tunnel through the glacier and drain the basin all at once, sending a torrent through Mendenhall Valley. The flood has been growing, but researchers say it will reach a peak one day and then start getting smaller. Hood says they aren't sure exactly when the basin will deliver its largest flood.
Hopefully we're up near the top of the curve. We don't know yet.
Jason Amundson is a glaciologist at UAS. He says calculating the shifting volume of Suicide Basin is key to understanding how the melting glacier influences the size of the flood.
So I would say at this point we have a really good grasp of the basin volume and how it's changing over time.
The researchers flew drones over the basin that took thousands of high-resolution photos. Stitched together, those images help the team measure how much water it can hold. He says three main variables go into that math. Let's break it down. First, Suicide Basin is expanding into the side of the glacier. That means it's getting wider. Over the past 5 years, Amundson says the basin cut into the glacier by roughly 100 meters. Second, the researchers reported that Mendenhall Glacier has thinned somewhere between 15 and 20 meters over the past 5 years due to climate change. That means the basin's ice dam is getting shorter. Third, icebergs in Suicide Basin are melting rapidly. That adds water capacity because floating ice displaces water. Do the math and...
In the last 5 years, the storage capacity has increased by something like 20%. A little bit scary to think about it continuing to increase 10,000 acre feet every 5 years, but I think the thing that should give you at least a little bit of comfort is that there's not a lot of floating ice left in the basin.
He says melting icebergs added the most water capacity since 2020. The theory is that the largest outburst flood should happen when there are no icebergs left in the basin. So Hood says this could be good news.
Theoretically, that's kind of a good sign that we could be nearing the peak.
But he says reality is never as clean as theory. The changing ice dam, high tides, or an atmospheric river could make the valley's largest flood come sometime before or after all the icebergs melt. And the numbers are still rough estimates based on preliminary data that hasn't been finalized yet. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.